Our gospel and sermon lesson for this morning is found in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. You can follow along on the insert. I read in Jesus' name. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. That particular Sabbath in Capernaum probably began like every other Sabbath in Capernaum had begun before. Households were scrambling to get ready to go to synagogue. Fathers were rushing children to finish their breakfast and go brush their teeth since they were already running late. Mothers were doing their makeup and hair, arguing with their daughters about what was and what was not appropriate to wear to synagogue. Sons were complaining that the services were too long and too boring. Elderly people wondering if they were going to hear the same old message that they'd heard 1,000 times before. Boring sermons are nothing new. Well, the people filed into the synagogue. They sat in their pews. Pews aren't anything new either. And the liturgy began. They prayed the opening prayers, which are taken from the Psalms. They sang the normal hymns. They confessed their creed. And they listened to the scripture lessons appointed for that day. And now it was time for that boring sermon. Those scribes didn't really know how to teach. Not saying that I do. But the typical sermon in Jesus' day would go something like this. You've heard this text, and Rabbi so-and-so learned from Rabbi so-and-so, who studied under Rabbi so-and-so, that this part means this. And now this part, well, Rabbi so-and-so learned from Rabbi so-and-so, who learned from Rabbi so-and-so, that this means this. Scintillating, isn't it? But this particular Sabbath was going to take a turn. This particular Sabbath was going to change, and the faithful of Capernaum who were in the synagogue on this Sabbath would forever be different. This particular Sabbath, these people would hear the Word of God in a way that they had never, ever heard it before. This particular Sabbath, they would hear the Word of God from the prophet who was foretold by Moses. This particular Sabbath, they would hear the Word of God spoken by the Word of God made flesh. This particular Sabbath, Jesus is preaching. And he doesn't cite rabbi after rabbi after rabbi. Jesus teaches straight to the people. Now, other gospels record sermons for us, so I have a pretty good idea of what Jesus' sermon would have sounded like. He probably would have said, "You have heard it said of old, but I say to you." I'm not going to cite rabbi after rabbi. Listen straight to me. And Jesus would have gone on saying, repent. Confess your sins. Turn them over to me. I will take care of your sins. I will deal with them and they will be gone forever. Repent and believe the gospel. Because the time is now. And the reign of God is right here. So repent and believe the gospel. Now this would have been absolutely radical for the people sitting in the pews that day to hear. They'd never heard anything like this. And some found it refreshing. Others found it disturbing. There's no better way to get people riled up than to change something at church. But even as upsetting as some of the people would have found this sermon, Satan and the demons are even more upset. And so right there in that synagogue in Capernaum, right in the middle of Jesus' sermon, all hell breaks loose, literally. A man with an unclean spirit who is sitting right there in the pews with the people suddenly cries out with a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Imagine what this would have sounded like. But look at what Jesus does. He just keeps right on preaching, but he preaches right to the demon. He wants this demon to shut up, and so how is he going to do it? He doesn't use some swift spiritual ninja moves or anything. He simply keeps preaching. And what does he say? He says, "Be silent," or "Be muzzled," and "Come out of him." Well, that demon, that unclean spirit, throws the man into convulsions and cries out with a shriek. Imagine how violent this would have looked and sounded like. But eventually the demon leaves the man, and in the Gospel of Luke, we're told that the man is left unharmed. Well, at this point in the worship service, all reverence has gone out the window. People start being amazed, talking to each other. What's this new teaching? We hear all these gospel-filled words, and now we see an unclean spirit. We see a demon obeying this man. What in the world is going on? And the news spread, and Twitter lit up, and people all throughout the region of Galilee were hearing about this Jesus. Now we hear stories like this one, and maybe we start thinking nostalgically about some bygone era when miracles used to take place. We wish maybe that we could see a miracle. We maybe even wish that we could see this same type of scenario pan out right here at Christ the King. Then we'd have something to tell our friends and neighbors about. You'll never guess what happened at church today. Maybe then more people would come. Maybe then we'd have to add those extra spaces to our parking lot. Maybe we'd have to even add a second service or build a bigger sanctuary. But it hasn't happened yet. And I don't expect this exact scene to play out anytime soon. And we're stuck here with our same old liturgy, our same old sermons, and the same old words. But hang on just a minute. This Jesus who preached in that synagogue in Capernaum that day is the same Jesus who is present here and now in the liturgy, in this sermon, in these words. This is the same Jesus who came to destroy the power that Satan and all of hell has over creation. He came to break that power, and he's doing it even now. That demon asked Jesus, "Have you come to destroy not just me, but us? And the answer is yes. Jesus came to destroy the power that Satan, the demons, evil, and all hell have over all of creation. And how does he do it? He does it through his words. You see, there are only two kingdoms that exist. There's a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of light. There's a kingdom of wickedness and a kingdom of holiness. You are either under the lordship of Satan or under the lordship of God. There's no such thing as dual citizenship. And you know what? Demons are here. Hell even breaks loose in this place. Evil and hell and demons are right here in our midst. You and I, we've brought our demons with us. Maybe don't call them demons, but that's exactly what they are. They're demons of sins. Demons of drunkenness. Demons of adultery. Demons of gossip. Demons of laziness, demons of despising God's word and hating our brothers and sisters, we've brought them all with us. And just like that man in that synagogue that day in Capernaum, we need to have our demons muzzled. We need to have our demons ripped out of us. And that's precisely what Christ is doing right here. And right now, he's been doing it all throughout our service. Because of his atoning death, because of his glorious resurrection, he has set us free. He has brought us into the reign of God. And in this service, he has spoken his words to us in the absolution, saying, "Your sins are forgiven, you are free, your sins are gone, you are holy." Even through this sermon, Jesus is bringing his kingdom in our midst. Where two or three are gathered, Jesus says, "There I am in the midst of them." Jesus is here. And soon we'll have the climax of the whole service, where you will come to this altar, where you will feed on the body and blood of your Lord and Savior, where your God will give you of himself to eat, to take into your body, to expel any demons, any sins that are within you. Where your thirst for righteousness will be quenched by the forgiving blood of Christ. Are you unclean? Absolutely. But the good news is that's no problem, because here is Jesus, and he is here for you. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. I invite you to turn again in your hymnals.